At Kroger, shopping with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in-store. Same low prices, deals, and rewards on the same high-quality items. It's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at Kroger.com. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big on your favorites with the Buy 5 or More Save a Dollar Each sale. Simply buy 5 or more participating items and save a dollar each with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
This episode is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 international license. For more information, visit creativecommons.org.
Somebody stole our website.
Oh no, whatever shall we do?
I mean, I guess you could go to the new website, http://breakingmathpodcast.app, with no www for all you old timers.
So breakingmathpodcast.app? I mean, if you're into that sort of thing.
Hey, Breaking Math fans. First, I want to thank you for listening. I have an important message for everyone. You can start your own podcast right now with Anchor. Anchor lets you create and distribute your own podcast. Just get an idea, record, and upload. It's just that easy. Anyone can do it. I'm on my way to accomplishing my dream, and you can too. Just get on your device's app store and download Anchor. It contains everything you need to make a podcast. With Anchor, you can put your podcast on all the big platforms. Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, Amazon, and more. Reach the whole world with Anchor. Best of all, Anchor is free. You have nothing to lose with a free platform. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
The following clips are not studio quality recordings. They are on-site discussions.
Hello, welcome to a brand new minisode. I'm Jonathan Baca.
And I'm Gabriel Hesch.
And why are we doing this episode?
This minisode is specifically due to a brand new press release on the University of New Mexico communications website.
Yeah, we connected with a wonderful person called Rachel Witt. How do we meet her?
Well, let's see. Oh, interesting story. I was actually asking for permission to hang up some Breaking Math posters in the engineering building, right? And when I was asking, the woman who I spoke with is in charge of communications with engineering. I gave her a couple of business cards that Jonathan had recently made for Breaking Math, and she goes and she passes them around to her colleagues at UNM. Lo and behold, one of her colleagues is Miss Rachel Witt, who works for the communications department at the University of New Mexico. Before we know it, we get an email, and they would like to do a story on the Breaking Math podcast.
And that, of course, snowballed into a video. Just a quick aside, I notice I say, of course, way too much on the podcast. I'm working on that.
Sorry. That's great. That's great. Nothing wrong with self-reflection. You know what, Jonathan? I like it when you say, of course.
Of course.
Okay, moving on. So recently, just this week and as well as last week, we met Rachel Witt for a two-part episode. You actually may have heard her already. Those of you who heard our very last episode called Evolution and Engineering, she was a special guest on that episode. Before that episode, we sat with her and we did a video interview, and we also gave her a lot of our Photoshop artwork and a whole lot of written stuff as well. So we look forward to reading the interview and seeing the videos. In fact, you all can see it right now if you go to, what's the website for our listeners?
You can go to news.unm.edu.
Right, and we should be one of the stories starting today, in fact, which is why we're making this minisode. Now, there's another reason why we're doing this minisode. What was interesting is when we were talking with Rachel about this story, we gave her a lot of Photoshop work. We don't just have one or two bits of Photoshop. Jonathan is actually a Photoshop artist. And how many pieces of Photoshop work do you have for Breaking Math, Jonathan?
I think we've done like 40 at least.
Oh, goodness, between 40 and 250 per mile last count. Not all of them are up there, but a vast majority of them are. Now, an entire minisode dedicated to our visuals. This is very justified.
And you can find the visuals at Facebook.com/BreakingMathPodcast.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's interesting because when we talk about doing a podcast all about mathematics, we realize that we have, you know, an auditory format. You can hear us talking, but frankly speaking, I don't know how to do math if there's not visuals. So for those who don't know, Breaking Math has a lot of visuals.
And some of them are instructional. We have a visual on Maxwell's equations. We have a visual on non-Euclidean geometry. We even have a very extensive visual on tensors, which are an advanced math concept, to be frank.
You know, actually, that was a really cool, I'm going to call it a poster. The terminology is, we don't all agree on the terms. You know, you can call it either a meme or a poster. Jonathan made an entire poster on the mathematics of general relativity, Einstein's general relativity, not special relativity. This is a much more difficult concept, and Jonathan made almost a tutorial on understanding tensor mathematics, which is used in general relativity. Where can they see that poster, Jonathan?
Again, at Facebook.com/BreakingMathPodcast.
Yes, made purely for your enjoyment. We actually have it at the University of New Mexico, too. We got permission to hang it up, which is really cool. We're really proud of that. I'm proud of that for what you did. I didn't have anything to do with it. I just told you that you should hang it up.
Well, you gave me a bunch of advice on the poster as I was making it.
Ah,
but one of our favorite series of posters is the physics episode posters.
Oh, goodness. So one of my major passions is physics. And as we were planning our episode, now our physics episode is not called physics. It's called Language of the Universe. It's episode 5, I believe.
Yeah, episode 5.
Yeah, I actually specifically want to address our posters or our memes that we made when we were trying to build hype for this episode. We had this idea where I thought it would be really cool, since physics is everything and math is everything, I thought it'd be really cool to pick a series of very iconic photography or iconic paintings or images and just superimpose a physics equation right on them.
So, for example, that famous picture of Marilyn Monroe where she's having trouble with her dress on top of a vent, you could see the compressible Navier-Stokes equations.
So, yeah, as Jonathan had just said, one of the first memes that we made to pass around on the internet to advertise for our physics podcast, Language of the Universe, was on the Marilyn Monroe poster that everybody knows about. Now, Jonathan, can you tell me what was the equation that you superimposed on it?
That was the incompressible Navier-Stokes, this compressible Navier-Stokes equations. The Navier-Stokes equations describe the flow of a fluid. People think of a fluid as being wet, but a fluid is anything like air or water, anything that can take the shape of its container. And it's a really interesting equation because it's not understood very well at all by anyone.
That's fascinating. So I love it that we get to capitalize on the fact that there's this wonderful, iconic image. And we say, look, it's not Marilyn Monroe. It's the fluid. It's the physics. I just think that's wonderful. Now, that was the first of many, many posters. The other poster was a famous Japanese painting of waves.
Yeah, if you've ever seen the Japanese painting of waves, is made in the 1800s, The Great Wave off Kanagawa. That's what we did. And yes, of course, they're not waves as in sine waves, but everything is an approximation, first of all. That's my excuse. And second of all, it's a pretty painting. And third of all, it teaches you about waves.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that was a beautiful, beautiful picture. And actually, that was one of the first Breaking Math original memes. Well, I say original. Obviously, it's the original Japanese painting. That was one of the first Breaking Math memes that was picked up by other websites as well and shared around. So in a small way, it went viral, you know. So I thought it was pretty cool. And again, the funny thing about people on the internet is people on the internet like to correct people. We know that the wave equation we included is for electromagnetic waves. Again, it was our fault.
Any sort of sinusoidal wave, like even probability waves, but yeah.
Yes, Jonathan, when you correct me, can you please start your correction with, well, actually?
Well, actually.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I just, you know, correct format. Now, what was kind of cool is there was a gentleman who shared the wave equation meme on his Facebook page. He then requested that we do one for him. He had this idea of doing a Three Stooges physics meme. So,
and that one's, of course, about kinetic energy, the amount of energy that you transfer into somebody's head when you hit them with a wrench.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, again, as we're talking about all of these wonderful pictures, you all can see them. Now, it's not directly on our Facebook page. You just have to go to the photos section and look for any of them that say Language of the Universe. That's our entire series of photos, and there's a whole bunch of them. Because, again, we know that physics is everything. What were some of the other memes?
We had one with the Trinity site, one with that was about the conversion of mass to energy, e squared equals m squared c to the fourth, plus momentum squared times speed of light squared.
Did y'all catch all of that? Well, if you didn't, you can see it. There's this enormous mushroom cloud picture. That's a pretty well-known picture.
Yeah, and we did the iconic but not very original Pink Floyd cover.
That's right. That's right. And that was actually the idea of on the episode Language of the Universe. We had a physics professor, a physics lecturer from the University of New Mexico. It was Professor Boucheron. Leandra Boucheron, and it was her idea to use the Pink Floyd album that shows refraction.
Yeah, and we did dispersion with that.
Yes, yeah, so that was a cool idea. You know what one of my favorites was? When I taught eighth grade physical science, I taught my kids about kinetic and potential energy. And one of the things we talked about was gravitational potential energy. That is to say, the higher you hold an object, the more stored gravitational potential energy you have in that object. So if you hold it over your head, or if you go stand on your roof and hold it over the roof, you have even more stored gravitational potential energy. And
one of the things that always confused me about that, by the way, mm-hmm. is everybody said that the amount of potential energy that you had gravitationally, you measure it from the floor. And that always confused me, because I was like, how can you dig a hole and change the potential energy of something that's already there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's actually.
And it turns out that the real answer is that this is a difference in energy, a difference in potential energy. The absolute potential energy is when an object is at rest in the middle of space, infinitely far from everything.
Oh, wow. Yeah, if you want to get philosophical there. Now, that's actually a very question. I'm not going to get philosophical. I want to talk about the poster that you made. It was the perfect poster. So for our listeners, if you had to have a poster that really showed gravitational potential energy, what would be the best poster to use?
And the one that we chose was, you know, those workers who are there having lunch. They're on an I-beam. They're on the Empire State Building. It's in the 1930s. We used that one.
Oh, I love that poster. My mother bought me that poster when I was young, and I had it hanging up in my bathroom. I'm afraid of heights, so it just gives me the willies to see these construction workers so high up there. But, you know, it was just so much fun. It was so much fun to make this series of posters because, again, both Jonathan and I firmly believe that mathematics and physics is everywhere. And being able to convey that fact through these beautiful, iconic images was just really cool. Now, we have a lot more, so that these images are for one episode. We have other things. We have videos. We have applets. Jonathan, what are some of the applets that we have?
Well, one of my favorite applets. We've mentioned the Hypercube applet on here before, and if you haven't checked it out, go to breakingmathpodcast.com/hypercube.html. But we have things like if you want to see what a Fourier sequence does. Well, technically a cosine sequence, mm-hmm. but you can go to breakingmathpodcast.com/applets.html. We have an applet on there that draws a Sierpinski triangle, you know, the triangle within a triangle within a triangle.
That's a cool one. It's like a Zelda triangle. So if a Triforce, you know, from Zelda, so if the Zelda Triforce kept having more holes and more holes drawn in, that's what's called the Sierpinski triangle.
And it does that by drawing one dot at a time. Randomly.
Yeah, that's a beautiful applet. Oh, and real quick, for the non-engineer listeners, I know we've got a few, can you explain a little bit about the Fourier series and just like how can you explain the Fourier series to a non-engineer?
Sure. Basically, imagine you heard this podcast, but you're not hearing it from your podcast player. You see this gigantic tuning fork. It's a tuning fork that's the size of the Empire State Building or something huge like that. It's going back and forth and it's oscillating. then you have a smaller tuning fork and a smaller tuning fork and a smaller tuning fork, and they're each vibrating at a different, like some are going loudly, some are going quietly, but you put them all of them together and you hear this entire podcast.
That's amazing. That Jonathan, you just think, okay, I totally put you on the spot there with trying to explain the Fourier series. Now suddenly I have this world I'm imagining where you've got a million different size tuning forks and they're all vibrating, but suddenly you hear exactly this, like physically speaking, that's possible.
Yeah, it is, which is insane.
That's just like, wasn't it Tesla who said that, you know, he encouraged people to try to think of the world in terms of vibrations?
Yeah, he did. He was good at that kind of stuff. And he actually accurately calculated the some harmonic frequency of the world. I think it might have been plasma frequency. I'm not totally sure.
My goodness, that's awesome, man. You see, this is why I love this. This is why I love what we do. When you start to think about the world and think about all the ways you can think about the world through mathematics and through vibrations, it's a whole new world. I don't mean to sound like Jasmine from, you know, Aladdin, but
too late.
I'm sorry, I can't help that. Okay, I can't help it. Yeah, that's a very cool one. See, again, I think you may have said that one is available at breakingmathpodcast.com, and if you go to applets, you can find not only the Sierpinski triangle and the Lorentz transform, but also the what did we call the Fourier series? Is that what we called it?
Yeah, Fourier series.
Very good. Nice.
And, of course, we do all these visuals because it's, like Gabriel said, it's math. And talking about math is not the best way for everybody to learn. I know learning styles is getting discredited as a science, but it's true to some extent.
You know, in the very least, let's take a page out of advertisers. How many ways can you convey information? You know, you have radio commercials, but you can have visuals too. Now, I don't know anybody who has proven a mathematical theorem or you know, who has given a mathematical proof only through auditory means. You know, it seems that having
blind mathematicians.
Yeah,
I guess I use Braille.
I stand corrected. You are absolutely right. How dare you? You're right. I was not being inclusive. Okay, having said all that, we have this podcast where we talk about mathematical concepts, but we also have beautiful visuals that we spend a long time on, and hopefully the visuals will be eye candy, but more than eye candy, because I think of candy, you know, and I think of, like, it's not nutritious. So if it's not eye candy, what is it? Like an eye
Brussels sprouts.
More because those are gross. You know what I mean? Well,
not if you cook them right.
Okay, so an eye gourmet meal. Is that okay? I hope our listeners are following me. You know, shoot me an email and say whether or not.
And at breakingmathpodcast.com/gmail.
Yes, yes.
Or not breakingmathpodcast.com/. No. Breakingmathpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, or shoot us a Facebook message and just tell us if you like my analogy of a 5-course meal for the eyes. It is nutritious, and it gives your brain something to chew on and digest.
That just makes me think of eye monsters eating food.
I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's not working out so well. So yeah, so we just invite everybody to check out the amazing visuals. And you know what? We also wanted to talk briefly about, you know, as we're planning an episode, let's talk about the whole creative process. What goes into making an outline for the podcast and what goes into our visuals?
Oh, yeah. Basically, me or Gabriel have an idea and we sketch it out a little bit. And then we basically composite it in Photoshop or Illustrator, and then we put it online.
Yeah.
And we do it not for all the reasons we already said we do it, but we do it also because we're passionate about this kind of work. We want Breaking Math as part of Santa Fe Trail Media to be an all-inclusive media experience.
Oh, totally. If it doesn't come through yet, we certainly are passionate about this. We are hoping that our passion comes through and that you're able to enjoy the topics as well. So yeah, I think Jonathan, you nailed it. So in short summary, The first reason why we decided to do this minisode was because of the brand new news release on the Breaking Math podcast. You get to see what we look like. There's videos of us. So again, if you want to see the Breaking Math news release on the UNM website, just go to the website news.unm.edu.
And and you can read the story or watch the video. And
then what if they want to see more of the Breaking Math art?
Oh, yeah, Breaking Math Art. Go to facebook.com/breakingmathpodcast.
Yes. You can also, again, shoot us a message. Did you like the art? Would you like more of the art? You know, what else would help the breaking, you know, the math experience, the learning experience? And then lastly, of course, we've got our applets available, not on the Facebook, but the applets are on the website.
Yeah, we don't want to say that we're a small enterprise or whatever, but we're small enough where we will listen to everything that you have to say.
That's correct. There are exactly two of us who are behind Santa Fe Trail Media and Breaking Math. So soon we will have more, but we have a nice humble beginning.